Well, the Central Coast Mariners, they sit second on the ladder of the A-League at the moment, and one of their defenders, 24-year-old Stefan Niglo, he joins us on the phone. Morning, Stefan.
Good morning, guys.
Great that you could join us. You play Western Sydney Wanderers tomorrow night with a 7:05 kickoff. We were just talking about, you know, a quarantine and obviously crazy times in all world sport, but because you've played, you know, it was a fortnight ago you played, how have you maintained that element of passion that we've seen in the first two matches from you blokes?
Well, I think, you know, we've had a good solid week of training, 2 weeks of training. We've brought in the three foreign boys as well have joined in that time, and we had an internal game last week. So the motivation levels are there. The boys are ready to go and can't wait for tomorrow.
How do you go on that internal game? Aren't they spiteful? They get a bit of a hurry up, don't they?
No, it was good. It was a good chance for everyone to get extra minutes in the legs, and you know, particularly for the foreign boys, but all of us, you know, it's important to keep up that match sharpness, and yeah, it was a good hit out.
Give us an idea, Stefan, of how you guys have coped in your professional environment, in this COVID sort of situation there. How have you guys gone about your business, your day-to-day?
Well, I think, you know, everyone's in the same position. I mean, I think, Australia as a whole is doing reasonably well with it compared to other places. So the main focus is just, you know, getting ready for each individual game. And, you know, there has been a little bit of a change in the fixtures and whatnot, but it hasn't worried us. We're just taking each game as it comes, and that's all you can really do, just control what you can control.
Mate, you played for the Victory, the Roar. Tell us a little bit about playing for the Mariners. I mean, we know how faithful their fans are, considering in previous years and seasons with results. They've been very faithful. They haven't dropped off. We see them there in the rain. Hey, what is it? Sunshine, hail or rain, they're always there. Yeah. What's it like playing for the Mariners?
I've loved every minute of it so far. You know, I've played first game at home. We had a very good crowd there. Obviously, you know, there's restrictions on it, but the atmosphere was really, really good. You know, I enjoyed every minute of it. And, you know, they were over the moon with the win. We all were. And you could tell, you know, on New Year's it meant a lot. It meant a lot to everyone to start the season well. But the fans are great. The club's great. Oh, yeah, I've enjoyed every minute of it so far.
How about you talk about MacArthur then, the new boys into the team there. There was a nice 2-0 win at Campbelltown Stadium. What was the feeling like against a new franchise, the hype around them? I suppose they would have been coming at you pretty hard, I imagine.
Yeah, it was, you know, they've got some quality in that team. You've got, you know, ex-Socceroos, boys that have played in La Liga as well. We knew it was going to be a difficult game, but we backed our own ability as well. We've got a lot of belief in our team, and, you know, we wanted to go there and spoil the party as such. I think it was their first home game, and, you know, we put in a really good performance, having played, you know, less than 3 days before that, and, you know, a clean sheet as well, just to go on top of that. So, yeah, we're really happy with that performance, but, you know, we know that we can make more improvements on that, and we'll take that into this game.
Well, let's speak about that Western Sydney Wanderers match. This is tomorrow night, so obviously we've got a Tuesday night match, 7:05. You obviously would have watched that Sydney derby with interest. Why do you think you can beat the Wanderers?
Well, I think we go in and we have belief we can beat any team. I mean, we've got our system and our structures. We all trust the systems that we have, but, you know, the coaches, we've got a lot of belief in our team as well. So, you know, every team that we go up against, we have, you know, a way that we can win the game. That's pretty much it.
But I've got to ask you a question from a positional point of view there. You're at the back there. You're the last line of defence, if that's the case. There, what's going through your head when the strikers are coming at you? Is it like the fighter pilots trying to deny them of getting the goal, so to speak? And how much of a group do you work at that back three, if that's the case there, to make sure that it's just impenetrable?
Yeah, we've worked a lot on know, structures within the team with and without the ball. First and foremost, in both games, you can see that we work as a unit. So all 11 players, you know, 10 outfield players, one keeper. We all work together defensively. Everyone puts in the work. You know, it's not just the back four that stops the goals. Everyone contributes, and you would have seen that in the first two games with people, you know, making last-ditch tackles and our keeper making some unbelievable saves. So I think that, you know, we work as a team. And, the first two games was quite clear. And I think, you know, with two clean sheets, it shows that we've defended quite well in the first two games.
Now, do you cop a spray from the goalie at any stage? Because, we're watching a bit of the Man City game, Palace, at the moment there. And I tell you what, those boys in goal, they can go off, can't they?
I think, you know, Beerus is a very, very good keeper, high-quality keeper. You know, he's played overseas, he's played with the Socceroos and everything. To be honest, you know, if someone does make an error, everyone, you know, supports them. I haven't experienced Beerus get angry with people, but, you know, as a team collectively, we work with each other, and, you know, if someone needs to do a little better, you tell them in the right way, and we support support each other.
You're too nice. you're too nice.
Could have put the boot in then.
Nah, that's just part of the team culture, you know. That's how it is. And,
yeah, of course.
That's how you get the best out of each other.
Anyone taking you under your wing up there at the Mariners? Any at the club?
Well, I've got some, you know, experienced boys that been around in the professional realm, you know, A-League overseas for a while. Matty Simon, Ollie Pazanich, these boys, they're, you know, two most experienced players in the team. And they've been, you know, really helpful to everyone that's come through. But, you know, on the pitch, off the pitch with anything, they're the guys, you know, that lend a hand to anyone. But, you know, they're great leaders and great professionals. I've got a lot of respect for them. Everyone at the club as well, the coaching staff and everyone. Everyone's made me feel welcome and all the players are welcome, but, you know, definitely on the pitch, Matty, Ollie, Beerus as well, the keeper. You know, there's a lot of communication that goes on the field, and those guys definitely lead that.
Well, Stefan, it sounds like you're enjoying your time at Central Coast for the short time you've had, mate. Good luck tomorrow night against the Wanderers, and wish you luck throughout the year.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.